This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Just over an hour into Election Day. Primary election start. The polls opened at 7, and here we go. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show is the man who heads the Allegheny County Democratic Committee, an attorney by trade, Sam Hanscrico. Sam, welcome back.
Morning, Larry. Good to talk to you this morning, and thanks for having me on. It's actually a beautiful day. I'm out in Ross Township, just leaving the poll here, so it's a gorgeous day to go out and vote. So,
as you know, Sam, yes, weather is a factor always in every election. However, there's in more recent years been the ability to mail in. How much of a factor do you think the mail-in ballots will have in this particular election?
Oh, I think it's increasingly with every election on the Democratic side. I believe it was over 75,000 vote by mail ballots were sent, had been received at the last count that I saw. So, and that was about a week ago. So that's going to have a significant factor. And I think you'll see it at the polls too. I mean, the polls will be sleepy. So, you know, in last year's election, we had over 30% of Democrats vote by mail, which is a pretty big number.
That is a big number. And this is very unusual for a lot of people to wrap their minds around the fact that in a primary, you only can vote for who your registered party is, Republican or Democrat.
Right.
So you're picking your candidate in most cases for the fall. But in Pittsburgh's historic mayor seat, there hasn't been a Republican mayor since the 30s. So statistically, it looks like this election is the election. And you have a party divided with the Democratic incumbent in Ed Gainey and the challenger Democrat, who is the Allegheny County Comptroller, Corey O'Connor. So how does that work inside the party?
Well, it's not much different from other primaries. I mean, you know, as you said, the Democratic primary is often the general election in the city of Pittsburgh and sometimes in the county. So, I mean, it's not an unusual event for, you know, to have Democrats going against Democrats. Again, 4 years ago, you had Mayor Gainey, who, you know, went to challenge the incumbent with Mayor Peduto. So it's not unusual. They can get testy and tough at times, but, you know, you need to have, you know, competition. Our job really is at the party is to elect Democrats. We want to elect Democrats so they can, you know, be serving in office and holding up a Democratic policies and principles. But if somebody, you know, wants to bring a challenge, so be it. And, you know, we get through it and then we'll move on to the general.
And in between, so let's make two assumptions. First, mm-hmm. Ed Gainey holds his seat, so then we know he'll continue his policies and work through the November election and will face either Tony Moreno or Thomas West. Or if Corey O'Connor wins, What is that dynamic like?
Well, I mean, I think it's important enough that, you know, that the Mayor Ganey and Corey have been friends for many, many years. It's a tough race. It'll take a little time to sort of, you know, time is always a great healer of political campaigns. The mayor's been elected to run the city for 4 years. I'm sure he'll continue to do that. And hopefully there would be a team that would work on, you know, the transition of that. So, I mean, they have the history of being, you know, friends and, you know, so hopefully that, you know, has some great weight and would going forward. I think it takes a little time after any election to sort of, you know, to process the results and then move on. So,
and that said, we're with Sam Hansgrohe, who heads the Democratic Party here in the region. Sam, what are some of the other important races outside of the mayoral race?
Well, we have two contested county council races. We have Kathleen Emily Madonna, who is running in the Moon area, and then Aaron Adams, who is in the Mon Valley area. Both of those are the endorsed Democratic candidates. Those races are on the ballot. There's the judicial races, of course, are the other big races. There's eight candidates that people can vote for. And again, I mean, that's oftentimes the primary determines who those people will be, you know, elected as judges in November. So those are the major races. There's also a lot of school board races, very important. The ACDC has invested a lot of time and energy in supporting school board candidates. We see it as one of those areas where we need to be building the bench for Democratic Party. And so those are exciting. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of municipal races and school board races on the ballot. You know, every 2 years is when we hold those municipal races. And there's just a lot of boroughs and townships around. So you get a lot of those races.
Even though it may feel like it's late in the game, where can you direct people who do want to do a little background checks on the candidates?
Oh, go to our website, Allegheny County Democratic Committee, AlleghenyDems.com. We have voter guides online. We have a voter guide that has all the candidates that are running for judicial races, the mayor's, mayor race, city council, and the city. And then we have another guide that says a candidate guide, which you can go in and you can find your municipality and who's on the ballot. It's not complete. We try to, you know, get as many candidates to give us information about their races, but that's all online. It's AlleghenyDems.com.
And again, you're voting inside your party for this primary. Allegheny County Democratic Committee Chair is Sam Hansgrohe, better known as ACDC, not to be confused with the great band that sold out Acrisure. All right, Sam, appreciate your time today. Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have a good day, Larry.
You got it. Time to win some tickets, and this is a biggie. If you like a blockbuster film on the big screen, we're going to send you to the screening tomorrow night at AMC Waterfront Theater at 7 o'clock. Support for KDK Radio comes from Paramount Pictures, presenting Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Every mission has led to this. Tom Cruise is Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible, Final Reckoning, only in theaters and IMAX starting this Friday. And Aaron, I'm sorry you're not eligible for the free tickets for the screening tomorrow, but I'll be happy to contribute if you and Vinny want to go see the movie sometime. You just invoice me.
Oh, we'll be sure.
There they come.
Wow.
All right. In the meantime, this is a huge travel weekend, as always, and really marks the unofficial start to summer. And we're talking about 45 million people expected to drive 50 miles or more by car. 3.6 million people traveling by air. And it's also a great time of the year where, if you haven't already, to contemplate some summer travel. With more on that, CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Jetting off for fun in the sun will be a bit cheaper this summer, according to the travel booking app Hopper. The average domestic ticket is $265, down 3% from last year and the lowest summer fare since 2021. Round-trip flights to always popular Europe average $847, 14% lower than last year.
People are booking, and there's plenty of supply out there, but there might be a little bit of weakness on the domestic front.
Hotel stays are averaging $237 a night, about the same as last summer, but still higher compared to pre-pandemic 2019.
If there's flexibility in a vacation schedule, try to shift to a Sunday, Monday night stay. You can save an average of about 25%.
Libby Bestel, who lives near Denver, Colorado, is taking three trips this summer to visit her daughters in New York City and Paris and hit national parks. The economy is shaping some of her decisions.
I'm more likely to lean towards an Airbnb type situation where perhaps I can make some of my own meals, do more picnicking.
Travel company Zicasso is seeing more Americans who are packing for Europe traveling during shoulder seasons like this month and the fall.
There is also more of the interest towards the lesser traveled regions, so a bit off the beaten path.
That's also true of some Americans taking European cruises. I'm aboard Crystal Serenity, which is spending the summer in the Mediterranean. It's making stops at less crowded ports, including right here, Portofino, Italy, and the Shetland Islands. We were invited aboard the ship as it hosted the luxury travel network Virtuoso's annual symposium with a focus on summer travel trends.
We are seeing a rise in solo travel this summer, especially for women. In fact, 71% of our solo travelers are female.
Another emerging trend giving more consideration to security. Virtuoso finds almost 3 in 5 travelers evaluate safety when planning a trip, a significant increase over last year. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
So where do you want to go? Maybe you want to go to Porchville. This weekend, traditionally, pools open, but in this case, going to be kind of cool, although Sandcastle will be open. Saturday, the Steel Curtain is back up and running at Kennywood. And there are plenty of opportunities for things to do this weekend. Hopefully it won't be too wet. We're talking about, well, start Friday, 57 for a high, a couple of showers. Saturday, morning shower, and then some sunshine in the afternoon with a high near 60. And cool with clouds and sun, but it looks like it's dry on Sunday with a high of 62. And then Monday, thick cloud cover maybe with a shower, but a high of 64. So not absolutely the warmest or best weather forecast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
For the Memorial weekend, but I learned a long time ago, you can't change the weather. And it is what it is. So a lot of people are also thinking about traveling too. And I would imagine, I think, Aaron, you're camping, right? That's your thing.
I am camping.
It's gonna
yes.
be chilly.
It is. And honestly, I don't mind if it's chilly, cool breeze, wear a couple flannels, no big deal. It's the rain. I'm really hoping there's no rain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of tossing that out there.
Is this glamping or are you really?
It's glamping.
Camping?
Yes. Like if it does rain, it's okay because we stay in like a little hut cabin. So it won't be terrible, but it will, you know, during the day, what activities can you really do in the rain?
Talk to each other?
Yeah, I guess we'll see what happens.
Take a hike in the rain.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, it could be better. I mean, we were just at 80 last week. We hit mid-80s.
It doesn't make any sense.
Of course not.
But this is Pittsburgh.
100% honest. That's why I got out of doing the weather.
I can't even imagine. You probably couldn't go anywhere without people side-eyeing you.
When I was doing that for KDK TV, that's when a lot more people watched the news then. So, yeah, people would recognize you, but they say, oh, you're like a celebrity. I said, like a celebrity, because when people see you, they always got something to say.
Yes,
hey, Lair, sweater's terrible. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Right.
And fortunately got out. I joked that I'm in the weather witness protection program before this whole warming political hot ball came to show. And Aaron, what'd you call this segment? I love that. It's like a palate cleanser in the midst of our primary election coverage and all the other news. This goes a long way.
Little refreshing.
Yeah.
Interruption.
It's such a great story about Brian Driscoll, and it all started right here. Brian, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Not as good as you, apparently.
Trying, right?
The Goodness Game. It started as a concept, an idea, a book, and now a movement. But I think it's really important, Brian, that you share, and you've been very open about your story. Let's take you back to when you were 18 years old. 25 years ago, you said that was really the genesis for this.
Right. Yeah, so I got upset with my parents. I went to the Greyhound station downtown in Pittsburgh, and I said, give me the next bus, leave. And then I ended up in Orlando, Florida, right? And I didn't know what I was doing. I'm just like a stupid kid running away. And I had all these different things. I ran out of money, and I was going to go sleep at the Greyhound station in Orlando because I was going to be homeless. I ran out of cash. And some lady picked me up, gave me a place to stay, and it changed how I think about helping people.
So a total stranger reached out, saw you were in need, and offered you a hot meal and a place to sleep. And you say that simple act of kindness turned everything around. What happened next?
Yeah, so this lady that helped me out, she literally picked me up on the side of the road. She's like, "Hey, it doesn't look like you belong here," and she gave me this meal and gave me a place to stay. She spotted me a couple $100 to get me on my feet. I came back to Pittsburgh a while later and forgot about her. I owe her $300, and eventually I lost her information by the time I started making money to be able to pay her back. And I'm like, I got to pay her back. I feel guilty. I saw the movie Pay It Forward. I'm like, you know what? If I can't pay her back, I'm gonna pay it forward and try to help other people out to, number one, make myself feel better because I felt guilty, and it kind of spiraled into what it is today.
And what is it today? Explain the Goodness Game.
Yeah, so the Goodness Game is a framework because I found most people in the world want to make a difference. They just think you have to do something huge to make a difference, and I found it's actually like the really small things. So it's kind of a framework to see, okay, what are you built for? Like, what's your giving style? And then it gives you a lot of different ideas on small things that you can do with your family, your kids, just to make a difference in the world.
And there's a Japanese word for that, isn't there?
There probably is.
No, it relates directly. It's almost like when somebody says, do something nice for somebody today, but don't tell anybody about it.
Right. And you know what? That's actually one of the rules of the Goodness Game. It's give without remembering. Like, that's right along the same thing. It's like you do things, but you don't go bragging about it. You just do things to do them.
I think, and I'm sure you'll agree, that when you are feeling your own stress, and everybody does to some level or another, it's a lot greater for some than others, But instead of continuing to internalize, if you do something for somebody else, even though you're feeling it, it is a game changer, right?
100%. Yeah, it's an interesting byproduct. When you help other people, you feel better yourself.
So how have you grown since you, first-time author, wrote the book, The Goodness Game?
So I've grown. We're just doing cool things. So it's not necessarily about me. It's about other people. Like, for example, you're from Millville. We were just in Millville this weekend giving away coffee down at Compass Point Coffee. And it's cool. It's like real small things. People come in. They almost look at you like, hey, what's the catch? And then you explain. You're like, hey, no, there's no catch. Coffee's on the house. And just by planting that seed, and it can change their mood and how the whole rest of their day is. Or even if you're sitting in traffic right now, it's like, let the guy in front of you, your anxiety drops, his anxiety drops. It's like so small things that can create a ripple effect.
Just like in traffic, you're right. When you look at somebody and you let them in, or they let you in, you know, at a ramp or crossroads, and you just get that little smile from them, like, you know what, man, thank you, because I'm having a bad day. Right, Aaron?
Exactly. Again, you feel it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about, Larry just had an interview with the doctor about mental health awareness, and it all feeds into each other, right?
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
So, Brian, how were you able to lift yourself from homelessness to get a job and then create this goodness game?
Yeah, so luckily I was young when this happened, and this lady kept me off the street. I look at that. What I do is I look back at that. It's like I almost had an angel looking out for me, because that was a turning point. It's like if she didn't do that one small thing, I was going to the Greyhound station to sleep that night, and who knows where that story ends. So it's like that one thing changed the course of my life and created all these different ripple effects, and it just brought me to where I am today, writing a book. I never thought I'd write a book or anything, but it's like it's cool, and I'm speaking in schools with kids, talking with them about, like, okay, what kind of ideas do you guys have that you guys can make differences in the world too? There's real fun stuff there.
Well, where can we find The Goodness Game?
Yeah, you can find it on Amazon. Just look up The Goodness Game or goodnessgame.com.
All right, Brian, appreciate your story, man. Good luck to you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys.
Keep up the great work. Brian Driscoll, it's The Goodness Game from right here in Pittsburgh.
White News Desk. One of the Democratic candidates in the Pittsburgh mayor's race just cast his vote in today's primary.
It's been a long couple months, but, you know, we got enough votes there. We door knocked a lot, you know, hit a number of doors, took our message out to the people, and let's see what happens today.
Yeah, Corey O'Connor, and talking to our own David Balorado, and I guess Ed Gainey's going to vote, what, at 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, yes. So we'll have a reaction from him as well. Our number two story, Nippon Steel, upping the ante. According to a report from Reuters, the Japanese company is doubling its investment pledge into U.S. steel.
That is so significant here for so many reasons. The Mon Valley needs this to happen, and there's another deadline looming tomorrow to investigate whether it's a challenge to national security. I think a lot of people in this region certainly are hoping they find a way.
Yes, we shall wait and see. Number three, a Pennsylvania progressive group pressuring Senator John Fetterman to resign, asking him to step down. They say he's not performing his duties.
He says that's baloney. Mm-hmm. My words, not his. Basically, he's saying that's not true. I'm doing my job, and not sure exactly where this is all coming from.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's staying put.
All right, Pat, thank you.
All right.
The markets made small gains on Wall Street Monday after a turbulent start. The Dow grew 137 points. The Nasdaq finished the day up 4. S&P added 5 points. Subaru of America is the latest car company to announce it's raising prices on several models up to an additional $2,000. Subaru cited current market conditions for the price hikes without directly blaming new tariffs on auto imports. And General Motors says it's going to stop shipping cars from the U.S. to China as the two countries continue to negotiate following a similar move by Ford last month. Bankrupt genetic testing business 23andMe has found a new buyer. Biotech developer Regeneron will acquire the company for $256 million with the promise to protect its assets and keep the service running as normal. The March bankruptcy filing had raised privacy concerns for the data and genetic material of 15 million customers who have submitted their DNA for testing. And Sprite is shaking up its signature soda with a tea twist. The new Sprite tea arrives on store shelves just in time for summer, capitalizing on a social media trend that shows Sprite lovers steeping tea bags before taking a sip. Sprite credits its interns for the idea. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Tuesday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.